The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus announced and enacted in history the new reality of God's surprising activity. These two stories demonstrate this new reality. Women and children are accepted and valued, not dismissed as inferior to adult men. The Gospel reading. Some Pharisees came, and to test him, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her, and if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. So, greetings to the boys and girls that are out there in internet land today, and we're glad that you are joining us here at the church. You know, I was thinking back, I mentioned last week in our sermon that when I was in first grade, my father started me on piano lessons, and I was thinking about that this past week and remembering the fun, but the nervousness that came with doing that and playing first for my teacher, but then playing in recitals in front of a group of people. And I enjoyed doing that for one reason. I've got lots of affirmation and congratulations from people, and of course that felt good. Then as I got into middle school and high school, I began to be part of musical groups. I sang in the choir, I played in the band, and I learned about how musicians working together and cooperating together can make, I won't say much more beautiful music as compared to a soloist, but certainly it adds to the experience of playing with other people or singing with other people. We have the church choir here at First Lutheran Church, and these folks sing in different parts, soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone, each adding their part to the music and bringing some depth and variety and color to that. Maybe you've had a chance to hear the Nashville Symphony play. And there, just a host of instruments joined together in playing their different parts, all adding together to the joy and the fullness of the music. Different musicians playing different parts. It sounds really good, doesn't it, when you combine all the parts together and it makes a sound that no one person can make by themselves. Well, boys and girls, the Bible shows us how God doesn't want us to be alone. And in the lesson that we read from Genesis, God talks about that. It's not good for people to be alone. And he wants us to be together and to work together as partners. Now, that's very important to think about in these days when First Lutheran Church is getting ready to welcome a new pastor to this community of faith. And how do we work together under his or her leadership to bring the gospel message to the people here in Nashville and to teach them about God's love and care for them? It all is better when we work together and cooperate as partners. So this week I'd like to challenge you to think about ways that you can help your community, whether it's your family at home or your community at school or the community right here at First Lutheran Church, and what we can do and do even better when we work together. You know, by doing it yourself, you can help people fight hunger. But when we work together as a congregation to do that, we can do it much more efficiently and on a broader scale. So God creates us for partnerships to work together. And I'd appreciate you thinking about how you can be partners with one another and with this church in the week ahead. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in our sermon here in just a few moments. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for the gift of community, the gift of partnership, and how working together and each doing our part, we can make beautiful music for your kingdom and share the love that you have first given us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not good that a person should be alone. A man named Paul O'Sullivan sensed that this was true, and so he went on Facebook and searched for his own name. What popped up was a seemingly endless list of Paul O'Sullivan profiles. Clearly, Paul O'Sullivan was not alone. And as it turned out, there were tons of Paul O'Sullivans living around the world. Well, Paul decided to reach out to some of these, to three of these strangers who shared his name, and they all responded. Although the other Pauls were skeptical at first, a bond was quickly formed. And then things got interesting. Beyond their shared names, the four had a common love for music. "Well, we should start a band," said the first Paul. And the others agreed, even though they lived in Maryland, Pennsylvania, England, and the Netherlands. And so in 2016, they began to rehearse and make music together virtually. And what did they call themselves? What do you think? The Paul O'Sullivan Band, that's right. And see, when the pandemic hit, band practice became really important for the four Pauls. Together, they recorded an album called Internet Famous, and it contained six cover songs and one original. And so the four began to identify themselves by their homes: Baltimore, Pennsylvania, Manchester, and Rotterdam. "We've been social distancing since 2016, said Baltimore Paul to the Washington Post. "We perfected the system of remote collaboration before it was even relevant." Now, their music is intended to make you smile and make you dance. And if it does both, says Pennsylvania Paul, It's the Paul O'Sullivan Band. Now, these four Pauls have discovered a foundational biblical truth. It is not good that the man should be alone. In the Garden of Eden, God realizes that the first man will not be able to thrive on his own. So God decides to make him a helper as his partner. You know the story. First, God creates animals of the field and birds of the air, but none of these creatures is found to be a suitable helper and partner. And so God causes a deep sleep to fall on the man, removes one of his ribs, and forms a woman to be his helper and partner. The man wakes up and says, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." The two are made equally in the image of God. And the term helper is in no way intended to communicate subservience. In fact, the Hebrew word for helper, ezer, is most often used to describe God as being a helper of human beings. And such a helper is always strong and working to save and to rescue. In the Bible, the word is used twice to describe women, three times in reference to military support, and 16 times to describe God. And so, when the woman is created to be a helper and a partner to man, she is not made to be a second-class citizen. Clearly, God has created us for community, to help and support each other so that we do not face the challenges of life alone. Today, as it should be, that definition of partnership has expanded to include different genders and orientations. Each of us is a creation of God, equally made in the image and likeness of God, with more in common than we might think. Now, I want you to think with me for a moment about what it would mean to make First Lutheran Church a Paul O'Sullivan band. We would, first of all, be true helpers, saving and rescuing each other. In the Christian community, we are supposed to be strong and bold, not weak and timid in our support for one another. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ, says the Apostle Paul to the Galatians. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. Now, in regards to support, I want to mention, as I'm sure you are all aware, that in the near future, you are going to be receiving a new senior pastor. He or she is going to come into this community of faith as your leader and guide. And the support that you show that pastor and the feedback that you give that pastor is going to be very important in getting his or her ministry off to a good start and keeping it strong. That pastor may ask you for feedback, perhaps in an email, and ask you to respond that it's something that he or she has written, or perhaps in the First Chronicles, and ask you to share how things are going with you and what you are observing about the world around you and the congregation and the ministry that's going on in the community. Please don't answer those requests with silence, with the sound of crickets as some of my colleagues would say. Give feedback. Give support. Show that person, him or her, that you are with them. Volunteer when opportunities come along. Get involved. That's all going to be crucial to the success of your ministry together. Be true helpers, saving and rescuing each other. The second thing that it would mean to make First Lutheran like a Paul O'Sullivan band is that we would bear one another's burdens. Now, we do this individually when we offer a listening ear or provide a ride to a medical appointment or to donate food for holiday baskets. We also do it as a faith community when we take some of our outreach funds and allocate them to stock the community refrigerator at Jones Padilla School, or when we pay a utility bill for a family in need, buy a bus ticket for someone trying to get back home, or provide a city bus pass to a father so he can get to work, or mother, as far as that goes. Bear one another's burden. Third, we would work for the good of all. And that might mean participating in the Habitat for Humanity Unity Build that many of you participated in just a couple of weeks ago. Or it might mean supporting the work of Inspiritus as they focus on expanding the stock of affordable housing in the Nashville area. Or supporting a community health clinic. Fourth, we show this focus when we make sure that children are welcomed fully and can participate fully in worship. Or when we create small groups for every member of the congregation. Both of those two things are reflected in our ministry initiatives for the coming years. When we provide tangible help to church members facing financial difficulties or marital problems or illnesses in body, mind, or spirit. We are showing that focus for the family of faith. We are true helpers when we do the work of saving and rescuing, bearing one another's burdens, and supplying the needs of our brothers and sisters. Once we engage in that kind of helping, we become full partners with one another. Together, we are so much stronger than we are as isolated individuals. One of the ways that we can do this is by building an inclusive church and move towards becoming a reconciling in Christ congregation. We are inviting you to join the core team to help make that happen. There's more information in that in our various pieces of communication for you. Well, I'll draw this to a close with a story about what it can mean to work together in a ministry like this. In the novel City of Peace, a Methodist pastor named Harley Camden makes a discovery about the power of community after a rock is thrown through the window of a locally owned bakery owned by Muslim immigrants. Here's what I challenge us to do today, he said during a sermon on Sunday morning. After worship, let's walk as a group to the Riverview Bakery. Let's walk as one body, the body of Christ, as the physical presence of our Lord in the world today. Let's line up and support this business as a manifestation of the Spirit, as an act that shows the reality of our love. Looking out over the congregation during the closing hymn, Harley felt strongly that he was being led by the Spirit of God. When he gathered with the congregation in the parking lot after the service, he was shocked by the number of people who were interested in walking to the Riverview Bakery. There had been close to 100 people in worship, and Harley guessed that about 75 were ready to march. The members of Harley's church were partners, full partners, in showing love and support for their immigrant neighbors. Like members of the Paul O'Sullivan Band, they crossed the barriers of country and culture to establish supportive friendships. Now, my friends, as people devoted to partnership, we too can work with others within the church in partnership as God has created all people in His image and likeness, and because Jesus challenges us to take some such action in the world. He wants us to go and be helpers to people around us, working in partnership with others to advance the common good. Sometimes we will do this within the church, the body of Christ. Other times we will work with people of other faiths or with people of no faith to rescue and to save the most vulnerable members of our communities. In every situation, we are challenged to join the Paul O'Sullivan Band and work in harmony. We are not meant to live alone, but to create partnerships in which we help one another. Now, the musical Paul O'Sullivan's come from different areas, from different cultures, and from different generations. But with us, says Baltimore Paul, it never mattered. Music really does bring people together. And so does helping others, working for the common good here in Nashville. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's stand and sing together our hymn of the day.